time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, not too terrible bad. 22 degrees outside. It's a chilly morning outside.
Got down to the teens this morning.
I know. I actually started looking around for the gloves. Not the hat quite yet, but I did start looking for the gloves this morning. I'm thinking for a high school football game tonight, you might want to crack open the winter gear. Once that sun goes down, it's going to get a little chilly tonight, I'm afraid. One of those nights.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you were going to crack something else open.
No, it might come later. What, an ice cold Coca-Cola? Is
that there, what you're there you go. About? Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I assumed you were going for. How's Brett today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Tell us about Campbell Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, there's a fine balance in getting the humidity levels in your home so the air isn't too moist or too dry. Do you have dry, itchy skin, dry throat, irritated nasal passages, or static electric shocks? If so, this can be a sign that the humidity in your home is too low. Too little moisture in the air can make your home feel cooler, even at normal temperatures. With a Lennox Healthy Climate Humidifier, Campbell Plumbing and Heating can bring those humidity levels up to optimal comfort. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to add this comfort back to your home.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. We're going to bring back Freedom Friday next week. I wanted to have some kind of fun today. This was neat. Bud Legg with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I was visiting with him back and forth the other day, and he spent he and some of his friends, colleagues, co-workers, what have you, they spent about 39 months working on a project through the Athletic Association, kind of going back into history. You know, every school obviously has a history, and the history is very important to a lot of folks. Before we started having all these mergers and things of schools, it seemed like just about every town had a school. And a lot of those things kind of are forgotten over time as people move on and get used to current things. Well, they put together a list. This is from 1905 through 1958, before a lot of the school mergers really kind of got going, of the different schools around the state. They've listed the school at the time, during that time period, what their school colors were, what their mascot or team nickname was, and then what current school district they are attached to now, where they would have been absorbed into. Now, that list includes like about almost 1,100 different schools. So it's an awful lot around the state who were members of the Iowa High School Athletic Association sometime during the years 1905 through 1958. And he mentioned that, you know, when they were able to find them, they were able to put things together. But sometimes, you know, girls' teams might have had a different nickname. Back then, a lot of schools had Etz or Lady attached to their name for their girls' teams. And in some cases, they just had separate names for their girls' teams. We still see that today. St. Albert, for example, Shenandoah, both have different names for their girls' and boys' mascots. But it's interesting to go through and look at some of the different names and things. Some folks might not even be aware. Some folks may long have forgotten. For others, it might be kind of happy memories, too, to go back and look. I sat down the other day and was putting together some numbers or some notes here from a lot of the different schools that that are around. Like, for example, right now, you have Adair Casey, and they're the Bombers.
Yeah.
Well, before it was Adair Casey, Adair was the Rockets, and Casey was the Rams. They had their own schools, and those were their nicknames. Riverside, for example, is Oakland, Carson, and Macedonia primarily. Well, they're the Bulldogs now, but before that, Oakland was the Yellow Jackets for a good long time. Macedonia was the Trojans, and Carson was the Indians. They all had their own schools. It's neat to kind of go through and look at some of those. You lived for a long time in Walnut.
Yeah.
From Walnut.
Yeah.
Graduate from Walnut?
No.
No.
Avoca.
Oh, okay. You know, Walnut was the Warriors.
Yeah.
Not always.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm trying to remember what it was before.
Not
that.
Always. Before they were the Warriors, they were the Cardinals.
That's right.
I know I'm right. don't you dare judge me. Bud Legg said so. Yeah, before they were the Warriors, they were the Cardinals. How about AHST? I mean, now it's AHST, and they're the Vikings.
Oh, we've been the Vikings as long as I know, but I think before that, was it the Blue Jays?
The Bluebirds. Avoca, a long time ago, was the Avoca Bluebirds. And Hancock was the Cardinals. Shelby was also the Cardinals. And Tennant was?
Tennant.
Correct.
Really?
They didn't have a nickname. According to Bud's list, they didn't have a nickname. It was just Tennant. Griswold. Of course, Griswold is the Tigers, and that's what Griswold was before that. But Elliot and Lewis are part of that district, too. Elliot was the Cardinals, or Elliot was the Cyclones, and Lewis was the Cardinals. And a lot of folks from around those areas probably remember that. I know Bud was telling me that that one escaped him. He knew Lewis had the school and had a nickname. He couldn't remember what it was, but he said he called the librarian, and she knew.
Oh.
So that that they depended on a lot of help from a lot of folks. How about, you know, now we have Exira EHK, and they're the Spartans. Before you had Exira EHK, you had Exira, and they were the Vikings. You had a long time ago Elkhorn, just Elkhorn,
Danes.
And they were the Danes.
Yeah.
And Kimbleton was?
I always thought they were part of the Danes.
Well, they at one time, I guess they had their own school. He lists them as like a K through 10, not 12. And he doesn't list a nickname for them. I don't know if there was one, but he doesn't list one there. So, yeah, it was, of course, it was Elkhorn Kimbleton Danes. Before that, it was the Elkhorn Danes, but that's kind of how that breaks down. CAM, the CAM School District. Of course, that's Anita, Cumberland, and Messina.
Mm-hmm.
And parts of some other things, too. We'll get into that in a bit. But the primary ones, Anita, for a long time, was the Spartans.
Yep.
The old purple and white. Cumberland was the Demons.
Really?
And Messina was the Eagles. And, of course, after that, when Cumberland and Messina went together, they were the Rockets.
Right.
But, yeah, they had their own. Nottoway Valley, for example, is the Wolverines. Well, Greenfield, before that, for the long time, was the Tigers. Bridgewater had their own. They were the Bulldogs. And you had Fontenelle. They were the Wolves. And then you also had Bridgewater Fontenelle, which I actually didn't write down, and I don't remember what they were now. I should, because I used to do ball games down there. You know, one of the more intriguing ones, though, would be Harlan. Because that encompasses so many small towns. You know,
it's not just
the city of Harlan.
Yeah.
It's Harlan community. So, you know, Harlan is the Cyclones now. But before that, they all had their own thing. Defiance Trojans, the Erling St. Joseph Eagles, the Panama Mosquitoes. I love that one. The Panama Mosquitoes. You had the Panama Portsmouth St. Mary's Knights, the Panama St. Mary's Blue Jays, the Portsmouth St. Mary's Panthers, and the Westphalia St. Boniface Sacred Heart Trotters. I don't want to do too many ball games with those teams because that's a lot to say every single time. You know, you've got some others. IKM Manning is the Wolves now. Well, before that, Irwin was the Hawkeyes. Kirkman was the Wildcats. Manila was the Hawks. And, of course, Manning the Bulldogs for a long, long time. And then some of those started to merge together, and now you have what you have today. Tri-Center is the Trojans. Before that, you had Neola with their own team. They were the Hawks. You had Neola St. Joseph. They were the Rockets. The Persia Tigers. The BB Town Colts, and then later to become known as the BB Town Golden Eagles. Bet you didn't know BB Town had its own school.
I did not.
And then you had Minden, which they don't have a list of nickname for them. So I don't know if they had one or not. You know, you've got the Audubon Wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been the Wheelers for a very, very long time. But they also incorporated some other what were small school districts in to the Audubon District over time, like Gray Consolidated. They were the Greyhounds. Gee, does that ever make sense? That's a good nickname.
I thought maybe before they were the Wheelers, they were the Spokes.
No, no, you need all the Spokes. I guess Gray Consolidated was one of the Spokes.
Yeah.
And they also had, Viola Township had their own school. They were the Victors, was their team nickname. And, of course, they became part of the Audubon School District, too. You know, you have some others, too. I jotted down a whole bunch of them that I thought were actually kind of neat nicknames. You get a lot of the same. I mean, here in Iowa, you're going to get a lot of teams over the time that were nicknamed the Hawks or Hawkeyes. The Cyclones was quite popular. You know, some others that you would expect to be popular, Tigers and, you know, things like that. But there were some other ones that I thought were kind of neat. You know, I mentioned earlier, like Anita, for example. You had Cam and... Or for CAM, you had Anita and Cumberland and Messina. But, you know, Wyota was also part of not just the, it became part of the Atlantic District as well as it got broken up when they disbanded. But that's part of the Anita District, too. Wyota actually had three different nicknames over time. Wyota was the Little Giants. They became the Blue Racers. And then they became the Panthers. And then they became part of Atlantic or Anita over time, as happened to so many of these small schools. But there are some neat ones, too. I was looking through some different ones. You had, like, you know, now you have Peyton Sherdan. Well, back in the days when you just had Sherdan and they had their own school, they were the Gremlins. The girls' teams were the Gremlins. The boys had a different nickname, but it wasn't as intriguing. But I like the Gremlins. I thought that was kind of a neat name. The little town of Webb. What do you think their nickname was? Yeah,
spiders.
You know. There you go. I just say, you know what it is. Come on. That's a great nickname, the Web Spiders. That's a great nickname. The little town of Zwingle over in eastern Iowa, they were the Zippers. The Zwingle Zippers. That's a great nickname. How about the folks from the little town of Wyman? Their school nickname? The Welshmen. The Wyman Welshmen. Waterville. You've probably never even heard of some of these towns. Waterville had its own school. You know what their team nickname was?
Isn't that where Happy Gilmore played?
Well, could have been. I don't know. Waterville. It's a little town with a big mascot. The Gorillas. They are the Gorillas. How about Volga City? Ever hear of Volga City, Iowa? They were the Volga Boatmen. That was their school nickname back in the day. Interesting stuff. How about the Tingley Nomads? Tingley. They were the Nomads. And then they became the Toppers over time.
So they played a different field every week?
That's what I was kind of wondering. never knew where to go. You had Thornton and Stanwood. Those are two separate school districts, but they both shared the same nickname. They both had used Thunderbolts as their nickname. Yeah, you don't see that very much. Sigourney, before they became the Savages, they were the Hooters. That was their school nickname back in the day, the Sigourney Hooters. I guess they had the owl mascot. Sheffield, the town of Sheffield, their school nickname back in the day, the Clay Diggers. That's a different one. Sheldon has always had an original nickname, and it's the same today, the Orabs. Their school colors are orange and black, and they couldn't figure out anything else to do.
I was trying to figure that one out.
That's what they came up with, orange and black, Orabs, and that's what they went with. I found Albert City back in the day. They had a school that their nickname I found quite intriguing. They were called the Hurricanes. It's intriguing to me that a small school in Iowa where there is no chance of a hurricane names their team the Hurricanes. I didn't realize that. Barnes City, they couldn't think of anything at all, so they came up with the BCs. You had the Bee Gees back in the day, the Brothers Gibb. Well, Barnes City, it's just the BCs. They were the BCs. And then Cedar Falls Teachers School. Now it's called Northern University High. But Cedar Falls Teachers School, back in the day, their nickname was the Little Tutors. I guess that's what they are. They tutor young minds, so the Little Tutors. DeSoto Whirlwinds. How about the DeWitt DeHawks? That's clever. They were why go with Hawks? Everybody else does that. They were DeWitt, so they went DeHawks. I'm not kidding. It was D-E Hawks, DeHawks. The Elkhart Echoes. How's that for a nickname? Cool. Now, this one folks might remember because they had some pretty good girls' basketball teams in the day, but the Everly Cattle Feeders. You might remember the Cattle Feeders. Grand Meadow. What do you think their nickname was? Grand Meadow.
The Grazers.
Oh, no. You're going the wrong direction. The Larks. The Grand Meadow Larks.
Nice. That's good.
How about the Kelowna Cubs? Cubs isn't that unusual a nickname, but they spelled it with a K.
Huh.
K-U-B-S. The Lanesboro Burrows. I guess that just makes sense. How about the Monticello Minotaurs? That's a funky-looking mascot on the sideline, isn't it? And then there were the Quimby Peacocks. Well, that would be a little bit different, too. I'm not sure what their school colors were. It might have been a whole bunch of them there. And then there are a couple others that are just kind of different. And one of those I picked out was actually where my dad went to school, Loras Academy, Catholic school in Dubuque. Before it was, Loras College also had Loras Academy, a high school. Their nickname was the Gubs. G-U-B-S. I never heard that. My dad went there. I had no idea about that. That's I'm going to have to ask him what, because I have no clue. I can't even picture
what that is. Or something? Or?
I have no idea. G-U-B-S. And then the one I left for last, this one I thought was the most intriguing of all. Back in the day, the girls' teams at Stratford, their school nickname for the girls' teams, the Princesses. The Stratford Princesses. I don't know if they had any success playing sports because those dresses had to be awfully awkward. But that's the nickname. It was really kind of neat to see that. That was a great project that they worked on. Kudos to those folks for doing that, because that brings back a lot of neat memories for folks from around different parts of the state to be able to look back and see through some of those different nicknames over time. That's really a neat project. It's good to keep that history alive. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating, which always had that name, by the way.
Yes. Since 1918. You really don't need to put up with the high energy bills for heating this winter. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating. We can show you several ways to increase your efficiencies and take advantage of any rebates that are available in your area. from 98% efficient gas furnaces to electric furnaces, from 13 to 21 SEER heat pumps. Lost my place here. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has a broad selection of equipment and will allow us to guide you to the right equipment for your home. We never approach any customer with that box attitude that's one size fits all, but personalize each suggestion for your particular situation. Give us a call for a free estimate at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. All right, going to sweat this one here. Thought of the Days by Chris Rock. Comedy is the blues for people who can't sing.
That's probably true. You know, I left one out of there, one notable one, too. Atlantic, of course, is the Trojans. Black and gold is the school colors. Now, Bud, when we were emailing back and forth a little bit, having a conversation online, and he said he got an email from somebody here in Atlantic that said back in the 30s, Atlantic was known as the Bunnies for a short time. And he said, but I know that's not true because Bud said his dad went to Atlantic and played sports, and they were the Trojans back then. He knows from the yearbook that he has from his dad's years. But I happened to email Bud back. I said, you know, Roland Dyer told me a long time ago that at one time back in, he thought like in the 1910s and 20s, Atlantic was nicknamed the Bunnies, and that the school colors were, get this, pink and green.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are awful school colors. So obviously, I mean, it seems to be pretty obvious why that might have been changed. But anyway, I don't know if that's for real or not. Roland Dyer told me that. Now, Raleigh had a pretty good sense of humor. I don't think he was pulling my leg. So if there's anybody that knows for sure, I told Bud I'd do a little check-in on that. So don't publish that till we check it first. But if anybody knows or remembers or has anything that has that type of information on it, let us know. We'll let them know so they can get that updated. The Atlantic Bunnies. Doesn't have the same bite, does it? I don't think so. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.